Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Hi, this is Pastor Emery Barber of Shepherd's House, Open Bible Church, Brooklyn, for Faith Works Christian Fellowship. Today's theme is Do It for His Glory. Many of the popular news agencies are reporting that Twitter says it's taking steps to curb harassment on its platform again. Yay, right? I mean, naturally, everybody wants to be able to share their views without fear of being harassed or bullied, right? The New York and Los Angeles Times reported that new features will begin rolling out Tuesday. Twitter said it will also identify and collapse tweets in users' feeds and searches that are low quality and potentially abusive. That means the harassing message won't even be seen by the intended victim. Yas, right? One might begin to wonder, in a world that embraces the woes of Isaiah 5:20, where evil is being called good and good is referred to as evil, what will be the criteria of offense by which one will pronounce harassment and thus be marked for removal? It doesn't take much wondering when we consider how silent those who have been called to cry aloud and spare not have become. Those who have become as still as chameleons trying to blend in for fear of life and limb, when our new prime directive instinct, in Christ that is to go and teach all nations, Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, without fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. My prayer of encouragement for us is that we could and that we would continue to pray in the Spirit for all occasions, to be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people, that whenever the servants of God speak, words may be given us so that we will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which we are ambassadors. Pray that we might declare it fearlessly, as we should. Ephesians 6, verse 18b to 20. So make sure YouTube, tweet, and remain linked in the kingdom as we Snapchat and keep our faces in His book. For His glory, Pastor E. Shepherd's House, Brooklyn, for Faith Works Christian Fellowship. Until the next time, may the Lord God bless you real good.